connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Love the fact that you're joining us. We dig it. We dig it. Okay. I'm Matt and Ramona, and producer Eric Kelly the second, and Max, a.k.a. Squatch, is here as well. Make sure you rate and comment when it's all done, and definitely share the podcast so we can continue to do this fine piece of comedy and stupidity. I'm not sure what to call it, to be honest with you. But here's something we started talking about on the air, but didn't have enough time to go into a long discussion about it, though we did talk about it a bit off the air. Is this woman who won with a scratch-off ticket that was a gift. She won $2 million. She's from Stanley, I believe, in Gaston County. The scratch-off was one of the $20 scratch-offs.
She said high-end scratch-off. We're not talking about buck or two. Or even the $5. This is the crown of the scratch off.
Creme de la creme.
Yeah.
So she ends up with like 180,000 or something. Like 190,000 after taxes, because she took it in one lump sum instead of payments. And we've all received, I assume you guys also received, scratch offs as a gift and a birthday card or a stocking is always
Christmas
a big one.
Stocking.
Santa loves to give them.
We love to give you a scratch off.
And, you know, I've always thought, okay, you're just giving me a dollar, is really what you're trying to say. But,
or possibly $5.
Or maybe a free ticket. I think it's the most I've ever gotten.
I think I've gotten like $5 was the max I've ever gotten off of one of those tickets that somebody put in a card or in my stocking.
Now, I would assume that a $5 win, you were not, that's all yours.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. This woman who won this $2 million, are you cutting in the person who gave her the $20 ticket?
Absolutely.
But like at what of level are you cutting
you,
in?
You received this incredible, unexpected blessing because someone decided to spend $20 on you.
Uh-huh.
And that's $20 that could have helped them get a very nice hookup in Dollar Tree.
But the question is, was it, did they really, or was it one of those deals they showed up at the birthday party for this person and they're like, I would have got in my glove compartment. Here's a scratch off.
Whatever it was, it resulted in a major windfall for you.
Okay.
And if it hadn't been for that person, no blessing.
Okay.
So you take a look at a bag that big and you just slice it in two. You say, you know
50-50.
What? 50-50. 50-50.
No matter how close that person is to you.
They were close enough to spend
$20. $20 on you. It's not like they're breaking the bank. You know.
How much have you spent on me in the past month?
Well, when it's your birthday, you get $20 in gum.
Exactly.
Would you rather get a scratch-off?
Exactly.
Would you rather get a scratch-off?
If it's going to be worth $2 million, but according to you, I get $2 million, I give you like $20 back. Like, hey, here's this covers your investment.
No. I'm not saying. I'm asking. I haven't said what I would do
if you give
yet.
Me a scratch-off for my birthday and I get $2 million and I say I'm going to give you half, you don't want it?
No. I didn't say what I was going to do, what my theory was yet. I didn't say you were wrong.
Mom
and dad are fighting.
Do you want it?
I will split, because I am going 50-50 with you. I'm agreeing with you.
Really?
Only if the person is in my inner circle or family.
What?
If the person who gives me a $20 thing is there in my inner circle or their family, I'm going 50-50. If they're just a peripheral friend, I'm going probably like 70-30, something like
wow.
that.
Wow.
I'm with Matt, though, because... situation, and I know you're looking at me like that because I don't usually agree with Matt, but if, let's say, you're at a party for a company party, everybody has to do a Secret Santa, a $20 gift, and somebody gave you a $20 scratch-off, right? I don't really know this person. We're not work husband and wife. We're not work buddies. You know,
hardly know them.
I just know them because we work in the same building. They give me the scratch-off. Hey, you know, here's a ticket for you. Spend $20. I get $2 million. I'm going to break you off something. I'm not cutting it in half because I really don't know you. But if it was
I feel like there's a Sunday school lesson in this.
I really do.
Like, you know, if I like you, it doesn't matter that you liked me enough to spend your hard-earned money on me, whether it was a dollar or 20. That doesn't matter because it only matters how much I decide I like you.
No,
I don't like you enough to split it 50-50. I only like these people
enough.
Was
it a gift or was it not a gift? You could argue that.
But it is a gift. So you get to do whatever.
Okay.
You know, I believe when someone gives you a gift, it's yours. And when I give someone a gift, I don't expect anything in return. That is yours if you want to keep it, if you want to sell it, if you want to return it. It's yours.
Right.
However, if you gave me a gift that blessed me like that, I want to make sure that your generosity towards me is appreciated.
Well, I'll appreciate it, but not 50-50.
Okay.
Like, let's say I gave you $20 in stock of something, and in 20 years it takes off and it's worth $1 million. Are you going to come back and...
Well, stocks are a little different.
It's all betting and gambling.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Is it really?
It really is.
Okay.
So that's a tad bit different.
I said to you guys, I would give this person whatever the max gift you can give somebody without taxes. And I think it's somewhere around 20 grand, let's say. 15
okay.
grand, maybe.
Oh.
They don't get taxed on it. I don't get taxed on it. I'm going to give them 20 grand a year for 4 years. 80 grand I'll give them. And I'll keep the 100.
You're
no, not
doling
that much.
It out?
3 years. If you act like a jerk and you're not appreciative of the 20 that I gave you, then you're not getting
so
anything else.
So you better tread lightly,
kiss
outsider.
Yes.
Is this for the outsider or is this for your inner circle?
This is the outsider. The outsider.
Okay.
The insider's getting 50-50. No,
okay.
No question.
Okay.
But
now I'm trying to figure out if I'm an outsider or an insider.
You better be an insider.
You're an insider.
Matthew, if you get
insider.
$2 million and she don't get one, we're coming after you, buddy.
You're an insider.
What about Eric? Does...
I wouldn't expect it.
He's getting prorated as an insider per month that he was with me.
Okay.
I can understand that, though.
I can understand that.
I mean, if it comes down to feeding my kids or Eric.
Really?
You got $2 million, though. Feeding your kids is going to be
A-O. And it was money you weren't even expecting.
Damn, man.
I didn't get to $2 million, though. You got to remember that. What
okay,
did she get? The money seems low, doesn't it?
He was like,
if $2 million, you only got walked away with $180,000. That can't be right, is it?
No. I think you take the $180,000 from the $2 million, because it's $180,000, right?
I gotta figure that out.
I think it was $859 million
Yeah, $850,000. That's what it was. $859,000.
Okay. Oh, okay. Because that makes sense.
Yes. So, okay. How about $100,000? Can I give you $100,000, Eric?
Sure.
Okay. There, we're done. We made a deal. I can't. We'll go back on it. Hold on a second. How long is this song? Okay, so we've hashed that out when we win our $2 million. That's going to happen sometime soon.
Sometime soon. Let's
hope. I got to admit, though, one last thing. If you win the money and the person who gave you the ticket as a present comes to you and say, man, let's split that 50-50. Now they're definitely not getting 50-50.
If they ask for, because they asked?
Yeah, now they're just,
because
if I was going to give you 50-50, now I'm out. You're just being too aggressive with my money.
Wow.
You're expecting something.
Well, if they came to you and asked, you know.
No, they got to come to me and pretend that they don't want it. They got to do the old.
Kiss your ass.
I'm so happy for you.
Happy for you.
Oh, wow. I'm just happy that I gave you that gift. But if you say, hey, you going to cut me in for a little bit? Then Matt's like, no.
Nope. Not with that attitude.
And you're on his team. Remember.
The insider's still getting money, but he's getting less now.
You really like him and his approach.
Yeah. I didn't say any of that.
But it would be hard to be friends. Like if you were close friends with somebody, they get the $2 million.
Are you
and they
developing
don't give you
some type of resentment? That was my question.
Yeah.
Are you developing some type of resentment if they win big like that and they don't break you off?
I don't think you could help.
That little means something.
I don't think you could help but feel some resentment. I don't. It just
you wouldn't be completely joyful. Like wow.
Who knew that
scratch off that I gave Eric would pay off like that? I'm happy for Eric. Matt's like, rubble, rubble, rubble.
I pretend I was because I'm hoping somewhere down the road he's going to give me something. We're a year
but
in. I haven't seen anything.
Only pretending.
I am.
He's only pretending. Secretly, he resents you. He hates your ass.
I guarantee I do.
Damn.
I guarantee I do.
Oh, wow.
But, like I said, there's a Sunday school lesson in here.
Clearly there is.
There is an angel on one shoulder, yep. Eric.
And then there's
Satan on the other shoulder.
That's not saying
who's whispering louder.
The Sunday school is saying, I gave you that gift. Do not even try to give me any more. And I don't want to insult you by giving you a present.
There are people who will pervert the word, son. They will pervert the word.
I saw two really weird sports-related stories, but they're really about relationships that I wanted to share with you because they're just weird to me.
Okay.
They're weird.
Okay.
And see how you feel. This one guy is Dwayne Haskins. He's played for Ohio State, and he was on the Redskins last year, and they cut him because he was just a mess, even though it was his first round pick and all that sort of thing. So anyway, Dwayne Haskins is having a long week. On Thursday of last week, He was this is sad. Victim of domestic violence. His wife punched him in the mouth and broke his tooth while he went on vacation in Vegas.
On vacation?
On vacation.
What did they do?
Police quoted Haskins as saying he was going to a nightclub, but his wife's supposed to go to a Magic Mike show with a different group. She was upset with Haskins because he was supposed to wait for everyone to return to the hotel before going to the nightclub. They began to argue, punched him in the mouth. So there's that. This guy's already, remember, kind of a mess. He got cut from the team first round pick. He did get re-signed, but from a different team. Anyway, so the then comes this. On Friday, IG model Vanessa Chantel released alleged text messages that apparently show Haskins demanding $20,000 in gifts that he once returned. Chantel scoffed at Haskins' demands and put him on blast on Instagram. And she showed the text messages. He says, you know, so he used to date her, I guess, or whatever. Or maybe while he should, I don't know. And giving her $20,000 gifts. And in the message, he says, I know you might not be able to get me all the gifts back, so I'll just take $20,000.
Wow.
You petty cheap.
You can't do that, dog. You can't do that at all.
Oh, my God.
It's horrifying.
At first, I thought it was just petty. Now it's petty and cheap. Which is a bad combination. God,
and on top of that, it's against guy code. It's against guy code. Give that gift, it's done. It's over with.
And if you couldn't afford it to give her those gifts, should have kept that money in your pocket.
Bing, bing, bing.
Kept it in your bank.
Fire off, Ramona.
And then you go, it's so crazy that you're like, all right, if you don't have it, I'll just take 20 grand.
It's like, sir, 20 grand
laying around or something. You might not have kept all those gifts, so you can just give me the cash, ma'am.
Yes. No.
So there's that. Then there's this baseball player named Ben Zobrist.
At first, I thought she was giving IG models a bad name. I was like, here we go. Another one of these IG. Then it was like, no, it's not her.
At all.
It's not
her.
She
showed the actual message. So she wasn't just saying it, right?
Yeah.
She showed
the thing.
I love to see it. Good for her. Put him on blast.
I'm glad she put him on blast so that the next woman is on notice that he's very petty and very cheap.
Yes, yes. Then there's this baseball player. He was a big-time player for a while. His name is Ben Zobrist. And he accuses his estranged wife, Juliana, of all these insidious things. I'll start with this. He's 40 years old, by the way. He accused, so his career's coming to an end. He accused the wife, Juliana, who was seeking an even split in the marital assets of a litany of unforgivable offenses, when it was revealed that she began having an affair with the couple's former pastor and marriage counselor, Byron Yon. So he was the marriage counselor, and she started hooking and preacher. And she hooked up with him.
Oh, no.
Here's some of the...
So
it doesn't matter. He's a baseball player because it's just interesting. So Juliana is seeking $4 million from her former husband, claiming he's guilty of failing to preserve marital assets. Why did he not preserve marital assets? Well, when he found out that she was boinking the pastor and marriage counselor, he said, I can't play baseball. I can't even play right now. I need to take a leave of absence.
So he had a mental health crisis?
And she says...
Because she is hooking up with the pastor?
Yes.
Marriage counselor?
Yes.
And now she's mad and wanting to sue because he can't do his job because she wounded him?
Yes.
Because she wounded his soul?
Is that the most bizarre thing?
Oh my goodness.
No.
Are y'all trying to push me over the edge?
Yes.
Because I just can't take this.
Yes.
That's wicked.
She cheats on him.
Oh,
he's like devastated
because
I can't play ball.
There's some evil among us.
In 2019, he had a contract with the Cubs for $12 million. He only played for 2 months. Salary was prorated, and he earned $4.5 million, that's $12
million.
While Zobrist's baseball career...
Well, I'm sure she wasn't in it for the money.
Nope. While his career was on pause, Julianne agreed to attend counseling, even though she was continuing her sexual affair while the parties were attending marital counseling. Mm-hmm. And then she coaxed him and says, you got to go back to work. We need the money. She goes back and he earns another $4 million.
Does she have no shame?
No.
It's like, damn.
No.
How would you feel if I'm trying to get
out of
marriage?
Wait a minute. You found out that she's hooking up with the pastor marriage counselor and you ask if she has no shame?
It's just, I'm trying to help us out and you go bang the person that's supposed to be helping us out.
No. No. And then when the guy gets... like, just sad, and I can't play baseball. She's like, well, then you owe me $4 million for not playing.
Exactly.
So anyway, in December 2018, Juliana threw a retirement party for Yon, who's the counselor preacher guy, who was relinquishing his role as elder of the community Bible church. The one-night party cost $30,000.
What?
And was conducted at the Zobrist farm. Mrs. Zobrist paid for the party out of the, quote, farm account that her husband typically did not review, so he wouldn't know the cost of the party. So Mrs. Zobrist and Pastor Jan, they both became intoxicated and are dancing on each other in a provocative way. And it's very embarrassing to Ben Zobrist, especially in front of the close church friends. And then she gets mad because after the party, he says, like, what are you doing, man? Why are you, like, dancing so provocatively with the pastor? At that time, little did he know that she was in love, she said, with Pastor Jan. So she was just flaunting it out there, grinding on the pastor.
Wow.
At the $30,000 birthday party, the guy didn't even know he paid for.
Care.
And according to Family Spending Report commissioned by Ben, 2018, which is when this, right around when the affair started, her spending skyrocketed by 174%. In 2018, she averaged $24,000 per month in spending, including $12,500 for rent, $4,000 for furniture rental, and $30,000 per month living. Then total spending on clothing went to $134,000.
For what?
In 2018 to $289,000 in 2019.
I can't.
Oh,
when she knew that she was on the outs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who is his divorce attorney?
I need
for him to have great representation.
A lot of this is alleged. She's seeking primary custody of their children and child support. Ben is fighting for a 50-50 parental plan. He doesn't want a co-parent, quote, due to his anger towards her.
That's some justified anger. Completely justified anger.
That is.
I don't want to see this heifer, bro. I don't want to see her at all.
So that is a little bit of sports stuff. And one last sort of sports note. Some footage came out, because you watched Space Jam, all of you, of behind the scenes. And somebody is spraying LeBron's head or hair with a mysterious black spray paint. It couldn't possibly be spraying his bald spot, could it?
Oh, yes, of course.
I'm telling you, LeBron has one of the most sophisticated weaves in black male hair care. If I'm wrong,
weaving black male hair care shouldn't even be the same thing, but it is.
I think
crazy.
The spray paint in his hair. I really
no,
do.
It's more than that.
It's more than that.
It's more than that.
I wish we had time to explain.
I'll show you a video, sir.
Okay.
It's very, very, very intense.
I think he's afraid to shave because he doesn't want to be Mike, you know, George. Let's keep some hanging on. Thanks for sharing the podcast. Rate, comment, reach out to us on the Matt Ramona Facebook page or Matt Harris or Ramona Holloway. Talk soon.